four questions. I think they're all from the UK. The first one is from a Mrs. Patel. She says, how did Radha die? Please answer with a bit more detail, if possible. I prefer not to answer the question at all, what to speak of, give any detail. Generally, Vaishnavas do not discuss the disappearance of the Lord or his intimate associates. We talk about the disappearance of acharyas, and if devotees want to read about Krishna's disappearance, then that's available in Srimad Bhagavatam. But we prefer to talk about the appearance of the Lord, because that's a topic of jubilation, celebration, whereas Krishna's disappearance or Srimati Radharani's is the opposite. It's a cause of sadness, a cause of transcendental sadness and sorrow, but nonetheless that. Here's a question from Dakshina Devi Dasi. She says, what is your opinion on devotees drinking non-alcoholic beer? It seems to be very popular with devotees here in the UK, and Govinda Silver Street even sell it. Well, certainly better than alcoholic beer. And as long as devotees don't drink non-alcoholic beer to remind them of what alcoholic beer tastes like, and it's not a step in that direction, and they're also pure in their other practices, then unless there's some other qualities of non-alcoholic beer, which I haven't drunk, that I don't know about, which are detrimental or contrary to the principles of Krishna consciousness, it's another drink, it's another brew that we drink. We drink grape juice, which you could say is non-alcoholic wine. We drink herbal teas, which is non-caffeinated tea. Like I say, having not tasted it, I can't say what mode of nature non-alcoholic beer invokes. But for those people, those of us who are fortunate enough that we have not only non-alcoholic beer to drink, but so many other different types of drinks, where many people in the world are happy if they can even drink clean water or pure water. It's a choice that the individual devotees themselves may make. Of course, being associated with the word beer may be something that raises people's eyebrows and makes them think, is this good or not good? And that in itself may not be such a advantageous thing for preaching, but it doesn't seem to be a great deviation on its own. Here's a question from Bhakta Mike. I'm a new Bhakta, starting out living with some other new and a couple of older devotees. Why is it better to do our personal job in the same room as everyone else, where I'm quite easily distracted, compared to doing it alone? I would say that if someone can fix their mind when they're alone on the holy name and not be distracted, then they can certainly do it in a temple room full of other people chanting Hare Krishna. But the maximum distraction in a temple room chanting Hare Krishna is that other people are chanting Hare Krishna. Whereas the distractions when we're alone can lead us to all kinds of other things, staring out windows, wandering around, looking at computers, doing so many other things while chanting Hare Krishna. So it's somewhat of a contradiction in terms, Bhakta Mike. If you can fix your mind very easily when you're alone, you'll be able to do it in the association of others. And ultimately, when we're chanting Hare Krishna with others, we're performing Sankirtan, which is more powerful. The backup sound of other devotees chanting of the holy names is very pleasing. It's supportive to one's own japa. And it's a very wonderful transcendental sound, vibration on its own. And it is also a reassurance that if we do get distracted in other things, then devotees will be there to help us, especially for young devotees, to help them fix their minds again on the holy name and not get distracted in other ways. And finally, Ravi asks, I wonder if Krishna has a favorite color. Yes, Krishna's favorite color is yellow-golden, like the complexion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Srimati Radharani. And it's his favorite color because it reminds him of her. It reminds him of Srimati Radharani, and that's why he wears a golden-colored dhoti and a chadar. Similarly, Srimati Radharani and Lord Balaram favor dark blue because it reminds them of Krishna, and so they wrap themselves in that color so that they're always wrapped in thoughts of Krishna. And we as devotees, our colors and our favorite things also reflect how we are able to remember Krishna by those things, or whether they're favorite things of Krishna as well. Lord Chaitanya's favorite fruit was bananas. Therefore, a devotee may have bananas also as his favorite fruit because it was the favorite of the Lord as well. Hare Krishna.